Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. As we continue to explore the world of happiness, today I want us to look at happiness and our faith. I know not everyone who listens to this podcast is a person of faith, but probably a majority of the listeners are. So if you are, and even if you aren't, I think you'll find this episode applicable to all of us on our journey towards happiness. Many years ago, when I was at university, I got the opportunity to spend the summer in the Middle East. And after the summer was over, I was getting ready to fly home out of Cairo, Egypt, and my plane was late, very late, extremely late. And 32 hours later, after the time it was supposed to leave, it finally took off. I was exhausted. I hadn't slept. They kept telling us that the plane would be leaving any hour, and those hours just kept getting extended. Well, what we learned was, is the plane had had mechanical problems at its previous stop, and they had spent all that time fixing the plane. As we're taking off, the stewardess gets on the intercom and politely announces, "We should be arriving in Paris in a little over 8 hours, inshallah." Well, I'd been in the Middle East for several months, so I was pretty familiar with what that term meant. And basically, it's translated as God willing. At that time, those words weren't very comforting to me. I wanted to know that the plane was fixed perfectly, and we would be arriving, because of the great mechanics, on time and well, not God willing. But in truth, all faiths have this premise that, God willing, things will turn out a certain way. And so let's explore that today. How does God willing have anything to do with our life of happiness? Like I said, all faiths have this premise that God is basically in control. He's all-powerful, omnipotent, all-knowing. He's just a very powerful being. So they all have a sense of give it to God and let go. For example, in the Christian tradition, there's what's called the Lord's Prayer. It's a very famous prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And part of it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And today I want to focus on that very important part that says, "Thy will be done," or in Arabic, inshallah. It's really the same premise. What it is when we pray, we have an opportunity to talk to God. We can share our concerns, our wants, and that's what most people do. It's really an opportunity to tell God what we want. But we're focused here on being happy. So I want to teach a prayer that when you're going through hard times or good times is really the best prayer for happiness that you can say. And it really gets back to "Thy will be done." And it's about our attitude towards that. If we believe that God is all-powerful and in control as people of faith, then what we need to do when we pray is really not just ask "Thy will to be done," but ask that our hearts accept that God's will is being done and that we're happy with it. So we do our part, we do our part well, but the outcome, the ultimate outcome, we leave to God. It's like on that plane. The hope of the stewardess was that the mechanics fix the plane, fix it well. But ultimately, if we're going to arrive in Paris well, then it's going to be up to God, ultimately. And our role to be happy is to accept that whatever does happen is God's will. That not only "Thy will is being done," what is being done is exactly what's supposed to be done. Of course, we do our part. We do everything in our power, but finally, to be happy, we have to let go and say, this is what's going on. I've done my best to rectify it. All I can do now is leave the rest to God. And whatever that rest is, if I want to be happy, I have to accept whatever outcome I get. So for example, let's say you want to go to university. You study really hard. You do okay on the exams. And the three schools that you wanted to go to, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, all three turned you down. Now, you got accepted to some other good universities, but you really wanted to go to one of those three. Well, if you want to be happy, say, "God, I did my part. I pray that you would accept me in one of those three schools, but you didn't, so I'm going to be happy at the one you sent me to. Thank you, God, because I know thy will is being done. It's like that. Sometimes accepting the outcome of what is can be very, very hard. Let's say, for example, you went to the doctor and she diagnosed your spouse with cancer. So of course, you're going to do everything in your power to get your spouse well, get them healthy as soon as possible. But ultimately, to be happy, you have to accept the outcome of life after you've done your part. You have to say, God's will is being done, even when I don't like it. And if I want to be happy, yes, I'm going to feel my feelings. Yes, I'm going to do my part. But whatever the outcome is, even if I don't like it, I'm going to learn to accept it. Learn to accept what is, and perhaps, just perhaps, with time, even learning to love what is. I know that can be scary, but this is about being happy. And if we want to be happy, if we hang on to anything too tightly, we're going to suffer. And we don't have to suffer. We can have a beautiful life, but we have to let go. We do our part, and we leave the rest to God. And whatever the outcome is, we learn to accept the outcome and be happy. I know this can be scary, but if you are a person of faith, and if your faith matters to you, then you probably do believe that God is in control. And if God chooses to make things better, God could, but God hasn't. So we have to accept what is. If you've been able to hang in with me so far, I want to end with perhaps the ultimate best prayer I could ever teach you. It's not complicated. It's just a hard prayer to do. But if you pray it from the bottom of your heart, life will go a lot better, especially during the tough times. What it is, God, whatever happens, help me to accept whatever you give and be happy with that, period. Help me, God, to believe at the core of my being that whatever happens is your will. Your will is being done. Help me to accept what happens and love what happens. I may have things that I want. I may have preferences, but what I really, really want is to be happy after I do my part with whatever happens, trusting and knowing that that is exactly what you had in mind. Thank you, God. Thank you. I know today has been a tough lesson, but it really can be helpful when we go through tough times to give it to God, put our lives in God's hands, and just let go and live our lives well. We can have beautiful lives when we let go and just live. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.